Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. This is our Solutions from the Street program on KSJE. Megan Cullop is off this Friday morning, but she'll be back with us next week, of course. But it's great to be back with you, of course, for this special program on Fridays, on the second and fourth Fridays of every month, when we talk about a challenge or an issue facing our community and look for a maybe non-governmental solution to solving that challenge or issue. And so today, our topic is talking about dental care for children, and to help us solve that problem is Dr. Julius Mance, who is our guest this week from the San Juan College Dental Hygiene Program. And Dr. Mance has been here before, but it's great to have him back. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet, sir. Good to have you here. And we'll talk about the solution in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you a bit about the challenge and the issue with kids and dental care. Of course, depending on the family's, I guess, economic means, many kids don't always get the dental care that they need when they're growing up.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that... right now, dental cavities are the number one leading cause of students not making it to school. And we want to try and change that. And one of the ways to do that is by providing services to those kids that fall through the cracks. And that's what Give Kids a Smile helps do for us.
Here. Right. And that is the program that we're talking about this morning, the Give Kids a Smile Day, which is happening here at San Juan College actually in 1 week, so a week from today.
Right. It's going to be on February 2nd, Friday, mm-hmm. February 2nd. It'll be at the San Juan College Dental Clinic in the Health and Human Performance Center. And it's going to be all day from 8 till 5. You need an appointment to be able to make it there, and you can do that by calling the San Juan College Dental Hygiene Clinic at 505-566-3126 to mm-hmm. make an appointment.
Right. You can't see people that are just walking in, right? They have to make an appointment.
Right. Have to have an appointment.
Okay. And these are free services that day.
Completely free. We ask no questions. Just show up with your kids. We're seeing kids 5 to 12 years old generally. And we do need the parent to stay there with the child while they're being treated.
Right. Got you. And it will be happening again, as we said, that day on Friday, February 2nd, 8 to 4.
8 to 4.
At the dental clinic here at the San Juan College campus in Farmington, ages 5 to 12. And so talk to me a little bit about kids and dental care. I guess we hear a lot about how maybe, of course, none of us are eating as healthy as we're supposed to be, I suppose, right? But for kids, a lot more sugary drinks and things like that, and that doesn't do well with teeth, especially baby teeth, children's teeth like that, right?
Sure. I mean, diet is a huge part of it. Obviously, oral hygiene care is important. We'll teach the children a lot about that. So just having the kids come in to get that care that they need is very important for us.
Right. And have you found, how long have you been doing this now, this Give Kids a Smile event? Because I know we've talked numerous times about it because it's just so important to the community.
This is our 21st consecutive year that we've been doing this. We're very proud of that. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, having dentists from the community and our dental hygiene students and faculty all come in to work together is a really great way to help the community.
That's a good point, right? Your sponsors are the Northwest District Dental Society, community dentists who give up their time that day to do some of these treatments, correct?
They do. They all come in. It's all volunteer work, and they all do it for free.
Right. Yeah. The dental hygienists, the dental hygiene students, your students, other staff, and faculty here from the college, too, are all volunteering to help with this event.
Yep, all working together. So great opportunity for our students to be able to come in and get to do some work. Opportunity for the children to come in and get some treatment, opportunity for the dentists to come in and maybe meet new hygienists that they're thinking of hiring. So it's really a win-win overall. Everybody kind of gets a piece out of it. It's really nice.
Yeah, I was counting. It's a win-win-win-win, I think, for
very
all
much.
Those things.
So, yeah, very much so.
Lots of things going on. And with the kids that are coming in, would you say, or have you seen this in the past, that maybe coming to see you on this event is maybe their first visit to a dentist, or the first time maybe that the dentist has seen the inside of their mouth?
It can be for many of them, yeah. And that's one of the things we like to do with this also. We try to create what we call a dental home for many of these children. If they've never seen a dentist before, now they've had the opportunity to interact with an individual, maybe get to know them like that person, and maybe find a dentist in the community now that they can go to regularly. So another win, if you
right.
want to add one more to it. Right?
Yeah, very true. And in the past, I know too, I think we've talked about the fact that maybe this just a routine, maybe dental screening or an exam has found maybe a more serious issue with children.
Yeah, I'm really an important part to talk about that sometimes without the ability to come in and have your child seen, there can be things that are hidden that we don't know about. And we've had a few cases where we've had some pathology that's turned up in a child and been able to deal with that and take care of that. And that's really nice to be able to take care of. So if the child didn't come in and didn't have those x-rays taken, we wouldn't have known about that at the time. So
right.
really important. And we have endodontists, oral surgeons, orthodontists all coming in to help us as well. So even the cases sometimes that we can't take care of immediately that day, we do have specialists that come in and help us and take care of that later on as well.
Right. But what are some of the things that maybe you can do? And of course, if someone's making an appointment, they can maybe give you a heads up as to what the issue might be with their child's teeth, right?
Right. Well, we'll definitely take care of any discomfort or pain that the child is having. If there's cavities, we can do extractions. We can do, so taking teeth out that need to be taken out. We'll do fillings. We can do space maintainers. There's a number of different things that we can do for the child that day if they mm-hmm. need it. And then again, if there's follow-up care that's needed, we can often take care of that as well.
Right. Give me some idea on the numbers, if you have them from maybe years past, of how many kids you see at this event. Just one day and a few hours on that Friday, what would you say?
We usually see about 50 children during that day. Taking care of all their dental needs.
Mm-hmm.
We usually see a handful of those for more follow-up care, orthodontics primarily, but also root canals and extractions that are needed, or pathology that needs to be taken care of, biopsies, et cetera. We usually do about $50,000 worth of dentistry in that day. And again, we've been doing it for 20 years now.
Right. Right, very true. And so, again, folks need to make an appointment. That's why the appointment slots, I guess, are kind of limited, right? Because you're limited as to how many kids your dentist can see that day and their hygienist can see that day.
Right, depending upon how many dentists and how many chairs we have open, it limits us a little bit. So we definitely need to have an appointment so we know who's coming in. And again, you can do that if you want to call the dental hygiene clinic at 505-566-3126. Make an appointment, and that will be open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 to call in and make an appointment there.
Okay, and folks can leave a message if the call doesn't get answered, but they can leave a message and then someone will call them back to set up that appointment.
It's absolutely
kind of how it works as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's the idea. And as you mentioned, you've been doing this for, gosh, a number of years, and it's just really important, I think, again, for healthier adult dental care to have healthy teeth as kids.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people think that, you've got that first set of children's teeth and if they don't work, I'll get another set coming
right.
in. But
right.
but really there is a lot of problems that occur if you have cavities in the primary dentition or the first teeth, that can cause problems and significant issues with the incoming teeth. So we don't want to just think there's a new set that you get afterwards. There are things you want to take care of.
Right.
Space is a real important part of that as these adult teeth come in and they're larger teeth, we need the space for those to be able to come in. And sometimes if we don't maintain that in the early dentition, that can be a problem later on too.
Right. So. And how important, I guess, is the health of your gums as a child, right? Because isn't that part of some of the issues too with other teeth coming in? You still got the same old gums, and if those aren't doing too well, you may have problems down the road too.
Well, that's a really good point. We often think that it's really just the cavities in the teeth, but what holds the teeth in the mouth is the bone and the gums, as you say, around it. And so that gum health is hugely important to maintaining the overall health of the teeth and not losing those teeth later on.
Right.
So, yeah, that's very important.
Very, very good. My guest this morning, Dr. Julius Mans, is with us today. He is the director of the dental hygiene program here at San Juan College. They are having their annual Give Kids a Smile Day, which is coming up a week from today, actually. It is next Friday on February 2nd here at the San Juan College Dental Clinic at the San Juan College campus from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Appointments are required. It's free dental services for children ages 5 to 12, and you can call the Dental Hygiene Clinic at 505-566-3126.
Yep.
And you can make an appointment, and there are limited appointments, but as far as we know, there's still space available.
There are still slots available. Yep. Okay. Absolutely.
So that's good to know. And I was going to ask you how long kids are being seen by the dentist there, but it just depends on, I guess, what they're here for, right?
It does. I'd say the average appointment is probably going to be 45 minutes to an hour generally. But we'll generally keep the kid there until we get what needs to be done if we can, yeah.
Right, or a follow-up visit, I guess, if you needed to do that, that would be part of the conversation.
Right, absolutely. Day. A lot of those dentists will be willing to make follow-up appointments for the children later on in their own practice, yep.
Right, very good. Yep. And I guess, again, talking about these other dentists who are, again, giving of their time and the hygienists and things like that, this is a really big community event, too, to come together to offer these services and to get healthier smiles in these kids in the community.
You know, it really is. We're blessed here in Farmington. We have a really wonderful dental community. They all come together and help out in a number of different ways. This is just one of the many different things we do. But these dentists come in, they'll work together to help the community see these children, to help the dental hygiene program out, to help our students. So, yeah, really have to give a big shout out to the dentists in the community. They do a great job around here.
Very good. And then I wanted to ask you a little bit too more about the dental hygiene program here at San Juan College, because this event also gives your students a chance for some real, I guess, literal hands-on experience of working with actual patients.
Yeah, it's real hands-on. It's an opportunity for them not only to work with children, which is an important part of their training. It's an opportunity for them to be able to do the work and shine in front of these dentists who are coming in as potential employers. It's an opportunity for the dentist to see the hygienists that we're training in action and kind of decide if that's one that they want to hire. So it works in a lot of positive ways for everybody to kind of work together. It certainly helps the dental hygiene program out in our students getting experiences that they wouldn't otherwise get, and helps the community overall. So.
Another win-win-win.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we're talking about this morning. That's true.
Works together.
And take me through a little bit about the program. This is a two-year program in some cases, depending on what you're studying, or walk me through that a little bit.
Yeah, Scott. So it's an Associate of Applied Sciences program, mm-hmm. 2 years long. We have two classes every year, a junior class and a senior class, 12 students in each class. They go through 2 years through the summer, so it's full-time. And they graduate with an associate's degree in dental hygiene. And I think when you look at it, the job market in dental hygiene is really good. I mean, I think it's usually one of the top 10 associate degree jobs to be able to get a position in. And the nice thing about it, it has portability all over the United States. So you can get a job in dental hygiene anywhere,
right.
Really.
Sure.
Has a very good pay for an associate's degree as well, and really offers a lot of flexibility to the students who want to go into that field as far as when their time when they work is. So it's a really great program to get into, and gives a good opportunity for students once they've graduated.
Right. And again, you've got the dental clinic here at San Juan College, and so I think folks might be surprised to walk in and see this kind of facility on a college campus that really looks like you're in a dentist's office.
It is. We have 9 chairs. We're very proud of our facilities here. And again, we do the Give Kids a Smile event here every year as well. So coming in and being able to do that in our clinic is really great.
Right. And I guess then you can see 9 patients at a time if you have that many hygienists and dentists that are working that day. Is that kind of the idea, to fill those chairs?
We'll have 9 chairs filled all the time. Mm-hmm. Some of the dentists may be working 2 chairs at a time, but the dental hygiene students will definitely be in there, and we'll definitely have all nine chairs running at one time. Yeah.
Very good. And again, this is a part of this is sponsored by the Northwest District Dental Society. Talk to me about that organization. This is a professional organization of other community dentists that are joining together to promote the profession.
It is. It's our professional organization. We're all part of the American Dental Association. We have what's called a tripartite organization. So we have the National American Dental Association, we have the State New Mexico Dental Association, and then we have our district, which is the Northwest District Dental Society. And so all of us are members of Northwest District and NMDA and the ADA. And so it really works together that we work in our own little communities, but we're also in a national organization as well. So Give Kids a Smile is happening this first Friday of February, not only here in Farmington, but throughout the entire country as well.
Gotcha. And that's a lot of other, well, many other dentists, almost all dentists are part of this event, I would think, in their communities.
Many of them are. We're probably one of the only events, so, that has been doing this continuously for 20 years, though. So we're pretty proud of that.
That's amazing. And just for the public, I guess, you know, what is that those societies and those affiliations mean? I mean, if you're a part of the American Dental Society as a consumer, that means you meet certain standards or you're committed to certain guidelines in the profession?
That's exactly what it means. Yeah, we have a certain set of ethical guidelines that we have to follow as members of the American Dental Association. So it sets us apart a little bit. Yep.
Right. That's important to know, I would say. And so in our minutes remaining this morning, Dr. Mance, just talk to me a bit about maybe a plug for adults to maybe look at their oral health and maybe think about seeing the dentist, not at this event, but at another opportunity to make an appointment. But it's always an important thing, I think, to maintain our oral health at any age.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really important, I think, for everybody to go see your dentist. I would encourage you to go at least twice a year to see your dentist. Make sure you have a dental home that you go to and take care of. Get your teeth cleaned. Learn your oral hygiene instructions. And certainly, if you're interested, you're welcome to call us at the dental hygiene clinic here at San Juan and see if you want to become a patient. We're happy to have you as well.
Now, let me ask you about that. You accept then adult patients as helping with for your students, I guess, in training and things like that throughout the year?
We do. We do not do full service here. It's mostly the services that our students can do for dental hygiene.
Right.
So if you have cavities or root canals and things like that, we refer you back out to the community. But for cleanings. And to be fair, we take a little bit longer to do things, but we give you a really great product, and you're helping out the students when you do that, and we're also a little bit less expensive.
So there's the trade-off, I guess.
There's a little bit of trade-off.
And you're helping the students who are learning, which I guess is why maybe it takes a bit longer.
That's
because
right.
They are going step by step and honing their skills.
Exactly. And they have to be checked by faculty each time. But you get to help the students learn their profession doing that. And get a really good product when you do that as well.
There you go. Well, I wanted to give it a plug because I think it's a great program here at San Juan College. And it's been going on now for... gosh, a long time, it seems to me. I'm trying to remember.
Yes,
maybe you know.
21st year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Of the dental hygiene program, too.
Of the dental hygiene program as well,
in addition to what we're talking about. Yeah. So that's very important. Well, very good. Well, Dr. Mance, let's recap kind of what we're talking about this morning, which is the 21st annual Give Kids a Smile Day. It happens, as you said, I think the first Friday in February every year. That's why
first Friday
we get to visit with you. Yes.
Yeah.
February 2nd. So it's on tap for next Friday, everyone, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., free dental services for kids ages 5 to 12. And I'll just say that again. It's free.
Free.
And all you have to do is make a phone call and make an appointment and then show up and stick around while your child is being seen by the dentist or the hygienist.
Yep. We do need the parents to be there.
Okay.
So that's great.
And just come in and make your appointment and then come into the clinic here at San Juan College. It's located in the Health and Human Performance Center building here on the main campus.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Dr. Mance, thank you so much for the work that you do in the community with our students and with this program. I think it's been beneficial. I can't imagine how many mouths are healthier after 21 years of doing this each and every year.
Well, thank you, Scott. I really appreciate your giving me the opportunity to come in and plug this for probably the 20th time now.
So. Right, it's all right. We're glad
thank
that
you so much.
We're glad that you're here. I'm trying to do the math. Like if we have 50 kids for 21 years, that's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids. I'd have to do that real quick. But I think I calculated it out. It's been over, I think, over $2 million worth of dental care that we've done over the years. So
that's a lot.
It's a good bit.
That's very good. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Scott. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. That's Dr. Julius Mance from San Juan College. Give Kids a Smile Day again next Friday here at San Juan College from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Call and make an appointment, and then they will have you come in and see your child and get them started on a healthier dental health regimen.
Absolutely.
For their younger years until they become adults and then can take over on their own. And that's how they do it. Before we go, a quick reminder, everybody, if you have an idea for our program, our Solutions from the Street, we invite you to drop us an email and give us a suggestion on what you would like to see us talk about here. That's email address ksje@sanjuancollege.edu. ksje@sanjuancollege.edu. Remind you that we're here on the second and fourth Fridays of the month, but next week we'll be back with our other program called That's Interesting, even though this program was pretty interesting. But next week we'll talk about That's Interesting, and that's when you get to call in and share whatever's interesting in your world. So we hope you'll join us. Megan will be here, and Scott Duran will be joining me as well, and the three of us will be taking your phone calls next Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. on KSJE. A plug for Megan, who will be here tomorrow morning, Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m., her music program, Radio Free Saturday Morning. My other co-host, Scott Duran, has the World Beat Music Show on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to noon. And so we hope you will join both of them tomorrow for some of our Saturday morning music offerings here from KSJE. Have a great rest of your Friday, everyone, and a great weekend. I'll see you here Monday morning on KSJE Farmington. Bye-bye. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.